Did you want to talk about what we were talking about earlier, or did you want to talk about the book?
Yeah, we'll see where it goes.
See which way the wind blows.
It's interesting. So many things are happening. This is, what's today? 13th of December? Mm-hmm. 2021. Is that right? 13th of December?
Pretty sure. Let me double check. Yep, you're right.
It's a big month. Lots of things are meant to be happening. Hopefully arrest some things of the corrupt government. And we are going to be talking soon about the chapters in my book, but things keep coming up. And I saw the paper. I don't buy the paper, but I saw it on the paper because it's trash.
Yep.
It's just so much fear. It's just crazy. Anyway, I saw in the paper, West Australian on Sunday, had How the Other Half Live. And he's talking about a story, like it projects a story into February of 2022. And I'll read you the first part, just give you an idea. Because this provoked a few things within me to talk about. It's a Monday morning in Perth, February 2022. You should have left your home for work already, but you can't find a clean mask for your bus and your phone, which you'll need to show proof of vaccination at a planned pub lunch, has died. Now your daughter has developed a cough, which will make you a social pariah if you try to offload her at daycare. You'd love to ask family to look after her, but your dad's mobility is not great since his knee surgery got cancelled again thanks to a spike in COVID cases at the hospital. And your sister's isolating while waiting for the results of a PCR test. Looks like you're working from home today, which the boss shouldn't mind too much since it worked out fine when you had to do it last week after that COVID scare. At least you've got the weekend's footy game to look forward to since your unvaccinated cousin can't use the tickets. And the impending arrival of your father-in-law from London. Such a shame your mother-in-law has gone full anti-vaxxer and can't make the trip. And it goes on. It's just absolute trash. Like, it's so encasing.
Fear mode. Hey? Fear mode.
It's just disgusting. Like, it's just, there's so many things there. Like, even an anti, if you can't get into an establishment or something or football because you're not vaxxed, you're not going to buy one if you're not vaxxed. So that part there is just stupid, really. Mm. Like, oh, you'll buy a ticket and I'm not vaxxed. Oh, I'll hand them over because I'm not vaxxed. Yeah, I didn't realize I wasn't vaxxed.
Oops.
It's just ridiculous. And the whole, the obstacles and what we are about completely is seeing through, breaking through and finding pathways through the obstacles of mind and this existence that we live. Mm-hmm. All that's doing is fear-mongering and creating obstacle after obstacle after obstacle. It's like life is just shit. Like, oh, it's just, this is here and that's how it is. It's just insane. This morning when I woke up, I had this on my mind and I had a thought. And that doesn't happen too often. what is this strange foreign thing? And the thought was, there's signs everywhere, roll up for WA. So I'd like to know, because I've spoken to people in gyms. I have to go to the gym and I've spoken to some healthy people and go, you know, I'm just rolling up for WA. Looking after those that are vulnerable. I'd like to know who they are because I don't believe they exist. I'll explain why. Roll up for WA. Like, it's almost impossible, if not impossible, to get an exemption from the jab. So when you say I'm helping the vulnerable, the elderly, well, they're strongly encouraged to get the jab. And those that have certain disabilities or ailments, illnesses, they have to get the jab.
Yep.
Even people that have attacks or the apoplectic, is that what it's called? Apoplectic shock?
Anaphylactic.
Anaphylactic shock. So if you get a jab from one particular brand, you're going to anaphylactic shock, then you just have to try the next brand, not that one. So they won't even give you an exemption for that. You have and they'll say you have to get the jab, just go and get it at the hospital in case something happens. But that's insane. Like, I can't believe they're actually saying these things. So it's almost impossible to get an exemption. And when they do, because there's severe effects from the first one, mm-hmm. they'll give an exemption for 6 months. That's it. I've seen online doctors and nurses talk about this. It's pretty much impossible. So then who are we protecting? I'd still like to know who this is. Are we protecting the unvaccinated? Okay, so the unvaccinated in the eyes of the government and they're pushing it on everyone are the lower class. So we're protecting those that are beneath us. Like, no one does that. No one says that. Do the Germans protect the Jews? So we're protecting those that are locked in a house, and they can't go to venues. They can't go on transport. They can't travel. They're limited where they can eat. We're protecting those people. Like, really? Okay. So what about their mental health? They're healthy in their body. Okay, so their mental health doesn't matter. Like, when people have limitations and they're local, even being associated or projected lower class in society, does that not have an impact on someone's mind and emotions and mental, like the mental state? How can that not impact them? People are, people are have struggling to cope because of freedom choices they've made within, because they're not conforming with everyone else. I'm all for choice. If you want to take the jab, or if you want to do whatever you want, do it. Do it, as long as you're not harming another person. That's where I stand. So people are being coerced strongly. So many different, like, it's work to feed their family, and there's so many conditions. It's crazy. And then you're judged, or if there's an adverse effect of the jab, which there's plenty out there, you're being squashed. You're treated like you're no one. So that those with injuries are just tossed aside, not valued. What about their mental health? And then you see there's those, and then but you don't hear about them because they pretend they don't exist. The governments do. And then you've got the unvaxxed, which are a lower class. And I'm protecting it comes down to it once again. I'm protecting those that are locked away that I'm afraid of. I've had the jab, and yeah, it works for me. I'm just pretending I haven't had it, but this is the attitude. I've had the jab, it works, but I'm afraid of these people and they should be ostracized. And I want to protect them and lock them up because I really care for them. I care for their well-being. Well, only their physical body. Do you care for their mind? Do you care that well-being? Ultimately, the number one thing is, in my view, is healthy mind, body, spirit. But the mind is the most crucial thing. That's the part that is experiencing and expressing. That's where your thoughts, that's the richness, that the greater the mind and the spiritual body, or whether you believe it or not, doesn't really matter. It's the greater the mind in itself, and the more capacity for understanding and feeling, the greater our experience here on earth, the more meaning that we can feel in our day-to-day living. So to take that away and go on, as long as the body's okay, but we put them in prison. And I feel safe. Whoa, I've had a jab, but I feel safe because they're in prison, but I'm doing it to protect them. Like, I want to know who this person is, this fictional person is, that the government says that we're trying to protect within WA or anywhere in the world. Where are they? We need to question these things. And this is what we do, as you know, Linda, and for the people listening, I like to ask these questions that are right under our nose that hardly anyone even talks about. We just fall into the whole trap. Oh, yeah. It's that whole mentality of burning people at the stake. Oh, they're a witch. Oh, have you asked the question? Like, do you know? Like, have you investigated? No, everyone says it, so I'm going to get it with the hype. Yeah, this is fantastic. I love fire. You get to burn something or someone. Yeah. But as far as I'm concerned, they're not someone. They're nothing. To protect those around me, that if they don't, and those around me, if they don't have the same view as me, I'm going to burn them too. But these are the people it's for the greater good of everyone, which is not just yourself.
Yeah.
The whole thing, and it might seem a bit of a rant, but I'm so passionate about this. I want to know, rolling up a sleeve, roll up to protect WA. It's disgusting. I want to know who this person is. I really do. And if someone can tell me, by all means, please tell me who that is. It's virtually no one. I don't think there's anyone. It's fictional, absolutely.
Yep.
And then the government, it's like they're wolfing sheep's clothing. Now they're the bully. So if you don't conform, if you don't do this, they steer the whole ship. If you don't conform, you get bullied. And then ultimately they're saying they're trying to protect the people they're bullying, the non-vaxxed from the other non-vaxxed.
Yeah.
It's just disgusting. It's so simple. It's right under your nose. You just have to ask some simple questions. Like, oh, yeah, we can all justify our choices. And ultimately, we don't have to. I don't believe we have to justify our choices. If I know people that's had the jab, for example, that have the view like most should have the view if they get jabs. Like, I got a jab, so no one else has to.
Yeah.
And it's someone close to me. It's family. And I can respect that, you know. And he said, you know, someone I love, care about, said, yeah, no, I had it. And there's some family gatherings here and there. And one of the members said to another one, we haven't had a jab. He said, so? So I just, you know, wasn't sure where he stood. And he actually said, yeah, well, I had the jab, so no one else has to. That's a noble thing, you know. Like, yeah. And I don't necessarily, you know, agree or, you know, with what's in it and certain things that I've investigated. That's just me. So, but that's honourable, the fact that he can, I can be affected even though I've had it because you haven't. It's like, it keeps coming down to this. We talk about it all the time. But if he's not living in fear, he addressed his concerns, did what he could, and then you let it go. And that's how it should be.
Yeah.
It's really simple. So there's many ways. There's so many ways, and I can deep dive into so many different areas because there's so many ways you can express ways through techniques, certain ways through or to understand certain different ways to understand the mind and to challenge the mind by asking common sense questions. None of this stuff, in my view, excuse any potential ignorance here, like none of this stuff is that complicated. It's all really simple. It's so simple that everyone misses it. And I can rattle things off and I might go a bit quick sometimes just because I'm passionate and because it all just lines up. It all makes sense. Nothing the government tell you and this whole pandemic makes sense. There's so many holes everywhere in the fact that you only hear one view. And I saw another chat. I've seen lots of things with doctors where they go, well, if we speak out against the agenda, we lose our license.
Yep.
If that's not a red flag, I don't know what is. So there's mixed messaging everywhere. And it's confusing people. And in that confusion and fear, people can't think for themselves. Not all, but many. Yeah, something needs to be done. And yeah, I've actually, I don't know if I should talk about this, but for myself, I was thinking about what more I can do. Mm. And I decided, no, Bossy, I hear Bossy, a lot of us like Bossy because he just tells it like it is. And he says things that no other politician has said.
Mm-hmm.
And it's refreshing. It's disturbing and it's refreshing. I'm not going to bury my head in the sand for what he's saying because I don't like what he hears. Well, actually, the things that he says, not nice. So in that way, I don't like it. But I love the fact that he says things and he's straight up. And for anyone that judges him or anyone else, but you don't know what they've seen. Like some, as mentioned before, some people have projected ideas of me, and that's through other sources or I've had dissenting views on me, but they don't know me at all. I don't even know the people. So no one knows what I've been through. You know, I share some of these talks during these podcasts and as you do, and no one really knows me besides my close friends. And they have a pretty good idea, and that's why they're close friends, like because we understand each other and connect, and that's a beautiful thing. But no one knows what anyone really has been through unless you've had direct experience, and even then your experience may be similar, still different. So we should all be able to express and offer potential ideas and insights into things that we must or we can either choose to investigate or we don't. So I decided to join the A1 party, and yeah, amazing people. And some people there have been jabbed, some haven't. That's all okay. But it's about freedom, and it's about freedom and exposure of truth and what's actually going on. Because the government have orders to not reveal the pedophiles and
Suppression orders.
Suppression orders, and that is a legit thing. You can look it up. You go, I don't want to hear that slide, but it's there. There's an order. You can see it's there. You know, all these things that we talk about. Like when it comes to that, we do some research. We do a lot of research, and we find these things. So it's out there. So we want freedom and truth. And we want people to decide, not the politicians with an agenda and corporations with an agenda. I've been to the first meeting, and it's, yeah, I love it. Like it's, I recommend if you want to make a difference, and Bossy says it, if you're doing nothing, like sitting on the sidelines while the world's been taking over and we're losing our freedoms, then you only have yourself to blame.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel we must, everyone's got something to contribute. And not saying, you know, they don't ask for donations, by the way, and Bossy doesn't take, if you donate to the party, in a sense, like you can donate to the party, they don't ask for them, it's not a requirement. Weissy doesn't, what I've heard, and I believe he doesn't take from the donations from the party. Like, he doesn't live off the party. So he's an honourable man.
Corporations for people. He doesn't take it from corporations or powerful people.
Yeah, well, the whole philosophy is you can't be bought. Like, they've had people try and come in and associate. But it's like, no, it's I love it because it's for the people, and the people vote for the policies. So there's it's expanding, and it's growing all around Australia, and it's just the grassroots of things. And what I like is the policies and principles are there. So you take out one, it just keeps going.
Can I just clarify for some people that might not know who Bossy is? It's One, which is Australia One Party, and his name is Ricardo Bossy.
Yeah, thanks. And he's a soldier. Like, he was in the SAS. It's from what I hear and what I've heard. And so he has that soldier mentality, which I feel we absolutely need. Mm-hmm. And so he's got a bit of fire, but I love it. You can't have anyone too soft at the top, in a sense, like, because it's the battle from the trenches at the moment is how it feels.
Mm-hmm.
And but there's some amazing, beautiful hearted people around him.
Yep.
And no one's squashing anyone. No one's overlaying their policies, and you can all have your views. And I just feel the networking and the potential for connecting with like-minded people. It's not vaxxed and unvaxxed. It's not like that. Mm-hmm. It's about freedom and clarity and exposure, or exposing the corruption. And they're the two main policies is freedom and exposure of policies and exposure of exposing the truth. And I'll stand for that 100%.
Yeah.
So already met some pretty amazing people, and it's inspiring. And, if you want to do something, reach out to the Australia One Party. Mm-hmm. And, it's expanding. The core values, like everything, the reason we do what we do in the podcast and YouTube and self-help, it's the core values of respect, empowerment, support, nurturing, understanding, valuing self, yourself and others. Anyone that's pushing for change, that's had enough of how things are and the deception out there. Like I said, I want to know who we're rolling up our sleeves for. Who we're getting injected for, because I don't believe that person exists. It's the government. That's who it's for, because we say we're doing it to help out those that are weak and frail and immune compromised. And these people are still forced to get the jab. So there's deception everywhere. In this article in the paper, talking about anxiety and different things, you know, with a psych, said, you know, anxiety is good. I'd like to clarify that. I'm not a psych. I'm not saying they don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what they're talking about. No, it depends on your perception of anxiety. That gut feeling in your stomach, something's not right. I believe you should always follow that. And the trap is, if it's like something doesn't feel right and then someone gets in your ears, it's this, you go, yeah, it's that. Mm. If something doesn't sit with you, that means there's maybe some deception or fear or something. The anxiety in my mind is, like, you can be anxious, that's okay. But anxiety, the way I see it, is like you're becoming overwhelmed by fear.
Yep.
And it can be seen through my experience. That's just my experience. And it's what all the talks that we talk about is alleviating to this understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And the sort of saying it's good to have anxiety, I don't believe that. It's good to follow your gut. What I like to add is I feel feeling that we need to have anxiety is wrong, in my view. It's good, it's okay, it's normal to be nervous, but nervousness and anxiety can be the same thing. But I just think the entrapment with saying it's good to be anxious or have anxiety in some way, it makes anxiety, in my mind, it potentially makes anxiety acceptable. As long as there's feelings of anxiety, there's something to be done, in my view. And I think don't get used to it, because it's not something that we should be carrying with us every day, certainly not every day. And I feel if we take action for the security within us, which is mind, because anxiety really comes down to mind most by far most often.
Mm-hmm.
So if we take care of our mind, we alleviate anxiety, and this is what it's all about. They're not saying, yeah, it's good that I feel anxious. It's like, no, it's good to trust my gut. But we must take action to take pressure off any anxiety feelings or any fears, because anxiety ultimately, and this is my classification, anxiety is fear and nervousness, and your gut feeling is like a warning. It's a discomfort that there's something more going on here.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be associated with fear, but I just feel that feeling anxious every day or fearing every day is absolutely not healthy. And I just think there's a possible entrapment in how I interpreted this paper. Is that, yeah, it's good to have. When we don't get lost in fear, we can address ways to minimize the anxiety or fear or the gut feeling. Then we must let it go. We can't be walking on eggshells, just not living at all. I don't know if I'll speak about this because it's sort of such a grey area. Yeah, I don't know if I'll leave it in there because that's walking a fine line, and that's basically saying that another psych doesn't know what they're talking about.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I think I'll get rid of that one. it really comes down to their interpretation of anxiety and mine.
Yeah.
But there's just a big trap. That's the biggest thing. It's people. It can be quite easily misunderstood, and that's my concern, you know.
And people need to know that fear doesn't have to be part of the life. I mean, you can retrain your mind to not be in a constant state of fear.
100%. And everything we are about is seeing through that fear, challenging, questioning that fear.
Yeah, and instead of popping yourself full of pills to numb yourself down, retrain your mind.
Yeah.
Create new connections, synapses.
Yep. It does sound easy when you say that.
I know.
It's like almost matter of fact, yeah, retrain your mind. Like this is what we're about, and this you've got to do. It's like, how do you do that one step
through
at a time?
Awareness. Yeah, well, it's through awareness and then wanting to make a change and then and taking the first step.
100%.
I mean, it is a lot easier said than done, but you have to take the first step if you want to get off the pills and if you want to not have that fear.
I don't know if I'll put that anxiety in there. We'll see how it looks. But how long we go for? Like, that's feels to me like it's just a rant. I think I'll leave the anxiety because it really comes down to their definition of anxiety and mine.
Yeah.
So who am I to say their definition's wrong? I'm saying if I take their definition as my definition, it's wrong. And obviously I'm talking about the potential trap of a misunderstanding of their actual understanding of it. But you know what I mean? But it's hard that it can possibly confuse people. So you and I will know why I'm saying it.
Yeah.
And some will, but others will go, I don't quite get it. It's like they'll just think that my interpretation, and then I'm sort of trying to encourage others to have my interpretation, impression or understanding of anxiety. But I think it's a valid point in the sense that it's normalizing anxiety. And I don't think anxiety should be normalized.
Yeah, and but also the medication doesn't remove the anxiety, it just numbs you.
Yeah, but that isn't medication, that's to seek professional help.
Mm.
So, but often that does mean medication, but doesn't necessarily mean medication, you know? But, you know, it's the easy fix ultimately. I feel anxious. You take these tablets. Almost like, so most of them do that.
Yeah, but it's a band-aid though. It's the thing. And if you have, and if you don't deal with a root cause, then you're always going to have it, like a lifetime of it.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm just looking up what the actual definition of anxiety is. The definition, and it says it's three definitions. It comes, the first one is a state of uneasiness and apprehension as about future uncertainties. The second one is a cause of anxiety, and the third is a state of apprehension, uncertainty and fear resulting from the anticipation of a realistic or fantasized threatening event or situation, often impairing physical and psychological function.
So as we go into the understanding of the psych that wrote about it's good to have anxiety or that those facilities. So the connotation is that we could feel it each day, and it's, you know, you can get used to it. It's not something you want to get used to at all. It's something you want to see through. It shows you something where there's fear in you, yourself, that you need to deal with it or seek help trying to deal with it. I'm not saying put a Band-Aid on it or push it aside. It's trying to seek a perspective, and this is everything that we are about. It's finding a perspective to a healthier viewpoint, a healthier way where you trust your gut, go with your intuition, but you don't get lost in fear or anxiety, and just certainly no debilitating effects that it may have on the body.
Mm.
So I'd say don't get used to anxiety. It points you in a direction that there's something that needs to be done, and so you do what you can do. But I feel it. I just feel so many people are normalizing anxiety.
Yep.
And the entrapment with that is it becomes acceptable. And the trap with that is when things become acceptable, then it becomes normal. And then when it becomes normal, there's nothing to be done.
Mm.
And then you're living with a thorn in your side that will only spread if it's not addressed.
But also when you're in a state of fear, very often rationale goes out the window. So
almost always. Well, actually, it's true because there's once you get used to that and you become warrior-like in a sense, or you get a sense of you get used to confronting your fear, and the greatest fear is the fear within your own mind, your own thoughts.
Yeah.
When you get used to adept at dealing with that, then you can think rationally during those times. But when you fall into it and you normalize anxiety, then your body shuts down and you can't, you know, amongst the turmoil, like you read out, it debilitates functioning or your body or certain things it can do. So you still have normalizing it to say there is a way through. And, it, you know, if there's certain things, if anxiety keeps coming up, it must be addressed. Okay, well, we don't get, it's not about getting rid of it. Well, it's about seeing through it. So don't learn to live with anxiety. I wouldn't recommend learning to live with it as if it's normal. And it's disgusting, in my view, that society is promoting anxiety day in and day out. And I absolutely 100% disagree with that. There's been a number of outbreaks with SARS and other things where you don't hear anything. You don't hear anything and everyone forgets about it. So there's other things that have been far more ruthless, other outbreaks than COVID, but you didn't hear anything. It's all about putting things in perspective, not getting washed away in the hype. And that's not always easy to do. And I definitely feel don't accept something that doesn't make you feel good. Don't get used to it at all. Sorry, you didn't get to say hardly anything. You just took you in the ride of my rant.
That's all good.
That's the least you've said in the whole.
That's all right. You are on a run.
Yeah. Thanks, Linda, for listening in. didn't give you a chance to chat. Sorry about that. Make up for next time.
Yeah.
But I just feel it's absolutely key. We have to ask, who are we protecting?
Mm-hmm.
Or who are we rolling up for? And if you can't think of, if you can't think of anyone, if you don't know, then what are we doing? It's just the propaganda of the government. So I'm not anti-government, I'm anti-corrupt government.
Yeah.
And there's evidence everywhere that pretty much all the governments around the world are in cahoots. Now a conspiracy theorist and there's deception everywhere. And there's an agenda that is crystal clear in my books. And if you can't see that, you probably shouldn't be listening to these chats.
Very true.
Yeah, well, not going to like what you hear, are you? So, there's a lot more support and understanding out there than you realise, what everyone realises, and that was the great thing I realised with the A1 party as well. Everyone, one thing that everyone is in agreement with is that the truth needs to be exposed, and there's many walks of life, many different professions, and it's basically, it's society getting together with so many different characters and understandings. But the bond and the walking together is something beautiful. So I'm looking forward to the things evolving and making some inroads and holding these people. Anyone that is dealing in deception, I'm looking forward to holding these people accountable. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. So, and along the way, we'll help who we can. And by offering, as I've mentioned, a different viewpoint, understanding that one can consider. Because and in saying this, the viewpoints that we share is the reason we share it is because it's worked for us. Like everything I share has worked for me, and I don't have a lot, but I have my peace of mind, and that is worth everything.
Yeah.
And as I've said, and I said this in the meeting, I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees.
100%.
And I actually had to make a choice. I don't know if I've spoken about this. Before, but when I was going through some dark times, I remember thinking, what am I doing? Like, if I'm living someone else's life and when everything was stripped back from me, I think I mentioned it briefly before, and I was losing everything from having a lot of things, and a number of people, some people there have had similar experiences where I had, you know, I was deemed, you know, I would have been deemed on some level successful. You know, financially, I was pretty well off at one point. Certainly not how things are now, but I don't need much. And when I was making the safest choice and losing everything, it got to the point where everything was doomed and I had nothing left. And the choice was, do I keep living like this? Like I was fearing. I was so encased in fear.
Mm.
And I remember thinking, do I continue living like this and lose everything, including my soul? Because I was living through someone else's intuition of what they wanted and living through their goals. And I was that light within myself. And this is why I'm so passionate about everything that I do, like, and these talks, because it hits home so deep. So everything, I was losing everything. And then once I lost everything, I was still going along. Well, actually when things were just basically right on the cusp. And I thought, if I keep going, I'm not only going to lose everything, I'm going to lose my soul, my intuition, all that, that insight, all that is worth something within myself. I'm basically living completely as a slave, and they will dictate everything to me.
Mm.
And I came to a point, I thought, well, what's the point in that? Like, that's not living at all. So I actually had to make a choice of going against the grain of playing everything safe and living through fear of losing everything to, I need to risk everything, and I'm prepared to risk everything for my sanity. And I remember making a conscious decision, and a few months later, everything changed my entire life. Something really shattered within, and I really changed. I sort of discovered my heart for the first time, you could say, on a deep, deep level. I remember thinking, I'd rather have nothing, and this is so deep for me. I'd rather have nothing and be free and have everything and be a slave. Yeah. And so this is why this is so paramount. Like, it's because this was maybe 10 years ago or so, somewhere there. And because everything was spent stripped away slowly to the point where I had nothing, and all I had was my sanity, which I'd lost because of, as I said, living someone else's dream, not mine. And it wasn't the other person's fault either. It was mine. It was my fear that led me down a path where there's no safe way out. I was confronted, and I feel like everyone has to make a choice like this at some point in their life. Like, what do you stand for? What are you prepared to risk for that? What do you want to compromise for a lifestyle that's not even what you want? I'd rather risk everything for freedom than have nothing and be a slave. And I feel this is what people need to listen into. This is what they need to really make a decision sooner rather than later. We can't bury our head in the sand any longer. We have to find our calling. It's like if everything changes and we lose everything, and you reflect and you ask, where did you stand? You said, oh, I did nothing. I just hoped everyone else would. Then you can't be angry at anyone more than you are yourself. And I don't. And like, people being angry at themselves, but you'll only have yourself to blame if you do nothing. So everyone has to do their part. It doesn't mean that everyone must do YouTube to do this or do that. Everyone's got to find their strength, their beauty, their passion, and use that use that as a fuel for change and not to go back the old way, but to bring in a new way. That's my feel. This is another key thing. I'll add this. This is another key thing. No, like, who's calling these people out? I'm happy to. I don't care what people think. You can disagree with me. That's fine. But those that disagree with me, how are they living within themselves? Are they peaceful? Are they angry? Are they fearful? So if I'm not angry, I'm passionate. I'm not fearful. I don't fear this thing. I feel completely, you know, people can have their views on how they perceive me, how they think I am, and they will.
Yeah, of course.
But if you are angry or if you can't manage your mind, then who are you to judge me or anyone else that's passionate about something? And these people need, like, they write these write-ups and the public media, they need to be called out.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel being in, I don't have anyone near the following they have or anything like that, but someone needs to call them out.
Yeah.
Someone needs to be game enough to call out these people that is causing fear and suffering,
mm-hmm.
and just making people do things that they wouldn't normally do.
Yep.
They're manipulating them. And I'm, so it's not about you go, oh, how can they say this to me? I feel good within myself, like, mm-hmm. considering everything that's going on around me, because it's, I manage myself. The reason I'm passionate is because all the people that are being manipulated, and I get so fueled up, like, it mm-hmm. fuels my fire.
Yeah.
Like, this is disgusting. How can they do this to other people? Sure. They're going to be drawing people in to the fire.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason I'm passionate is because I care. I care for people. Yeah. And I'm not, it's not about, oh, you're trying to do this to me, you're trying to do that. It's like, no, I'm not concerned about me, the beliefs or whatever they're trying to promote or, you know, trying to fool. I'm not worried about that because they're not going to fool me.
No.
And I think a lot of people here, that most people, listeners, not going to fool them either.
Yeah.
But it just fuels those that listen. It fuels their passion so they can help others and understand. And the average person, whether they don't really listen to us anyway, but people need to have others that will stand up for them passionately.
Yeah.
And this is where I feel I stand. It's not about, like I said, no one. I'm not creating movement for people to follow me. I'm creating, we're not creating a movement for people to follow necessarily our way. We're just creating movement for people to develop self-empowerment and a strength within them to challenge and question and discover what's true for them.
Yep.
And to find their path. It's not to find my path or your path. It's to find their path. Because that's the only thing, that's where they discover what their joy is, what their life's purpose is and everything else. It's not a, I'm not converting people to live like me or you.
Yep.
I want people to live like themselves. I want them to discover what's meaningful and what they value. Because the philosophies and principles in how we live, how you and I live, and many that sit well in themselves, the principles and philosophies are the same. It's not a different formula. The formula is exactly the same.
Mm.
It's just the only thing that changes is our interest. That's it.
Yep.
Or you know, certain things, one person might like fishing or gardening or whatever it is, but you can take all the philosophies into whatever you do, and that is what matters, as opposed to bringing fear and all these other things into what you do. What's the point in that?
Yep.
It will debilitate you. Anxiety, the definition of anxiety, you know, look it up. Freedom, not debilitation.
100%.
Sorry, there we go again.
William Wallace.
Oh. Hey?
William Wallace. Freedom.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
They can take my internal organs.
Yeah.
My freedom.
That's it.
Yep. It is important, I feel, because I think it's good to get a sense of how we reason.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really just going, oh, just thinking this and that, just that. I think it makes it more like, cause it keeps it to the fireside chat type style chat.
Yeah.
I just want to make a point and just this and just.
Just offer different perspectives.
Yeah. Anything to add, Linda?
No. Sitting here listening.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for. At least I've got one listener.
A faithful one.
Yeah, you have to. You're doing the recording. No, I know it's your passion. Just don't. Yeah.
100%.
So, yeah, thanks for listening in. If you're still here, thank you very much for still listening in. And we look forward to the next one. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.